football team, Taylor Wagner. Taylor, good morning. I know time is short, busy day today with Metro State coming up tonight, but congratulations on your team getting that number four spot in the RMAC tournament. Great win against Western Colorado on Friday night. Boy, Kelsey Siemens, a career best nine blocks. She ties a school record. Boy, she really brought it defensively for your basketball team, named the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, she played phenomenal. I mean, she probably saved a bunch of shots for us. They got in the lane quite a bit, and she was able to block a bunch and then change a lot of different shots. So she really stepped up, and, you know, we had a couple other girls step up too. You know, Danny had a great game. Kai had a great game. And we kind of looked like ourselves defensively last Friday, and hopefully that gives us a little bit of momentum for tonight.
And how much does it mean to have Danny Turner back? I mean, from an offensive standpoint, we know what she brings to the table, but what about from a defensive standpoint?
Well, I mean, she just is a calming effect, I think, for the girls on the team. She's a great leader. She's always been a great leader, and I think that's the biggest thing that she brings is, like, you know, she just connects with everybody on the floor, and, you know, girls feed off of her both sides of the floor, and you know, she can get in and rebound and do different things for us. So we're glad she's back, and she's, you know, she's just getting stronger each and every day. So hopefully we got a little more basketball in us for her.
And of course tonight it's Metro State, and they come in playing red hot. They've won five straight, and Allie Navarette, who's the RMAC's leading scorer, she was named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. She's had a double-double in four straight games, 20 points, 10 boards, and almost four assists per game. So this is a big challenge for your team, because right now the Roadrunners are probably playing their best basketball of the season.
They are, yeah. I think, you know, they're healthy now. They've added a couple kids at the break that have, you know, settled into what they like to run. And then they have Navarette, you know, who's playing probably the best basketball in our conference right now. She's a tough guard because she can shoot three. She takes off the dribble. She, you know, gets in and posts up. I think we fouled her 25, or she shot 25 free throws last time we played her. And she's really a tough guard for anybody. So we've got our hands full with this team.
And it's a team you split with. At home, you blew them out. You went to the, you know, Rary Event Center over in Denver, lost a close game to them over there. So you guys have split the season. What was the difference in that first win as opposed to, you know, what happened? What went wrong in that second game?
Well, you know, the first one, we were ready. You know, and they're still trying to kind of figure out what they were doing. And then that's the second game. That was the first game that Danny and Natalie both missed. So we were kind of shell-shocked. We found out in shoot-around that neither one of them would be going that night, and so we were trying to kind of piece things together right at the end, and we looked a little bit off early on, and then we made a valiant comeback and took the lead with about 19 seconds to go, and ended up not being able to finish it out. But the difference now, you know, tonight it's do or die, and it is for them too. I think both of us know that you've got to win this game to, one, get further in the RMAC tournament, obviously, but then for the regional too, we're both on the outside looking in.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Kind of wrap it up here. We mentioned how good Navarette's been, conference's leading scorer. She also had a really nice career at Hawaii Hilo before transferring. A player that has also played well, Morgan Lewis. Morgan Lewis is averaging almost 12 points per game. Talk about Lewis a little bit and what she's brought to the table for them.
Well, you know, she didn't play in that first semester. She kind of had opted out. Then they had some injuries, and I don't know if they talked her into playing or what happened. But she's back, and now she's playing really well, and she's big and physical. And, you know, I think she's gotten her legs under her now from, you know, missing the fall. So she's brought a different element to their team and a big inside presence, not only where she can score on the block, but with her rebound.